Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Ayala Land's briefing on its results for the first quarter of 2017. Joining us on the line are three callers, and we'd like to remind everyone that our PowerPoint presentation is available for download at ir.ayalaland.com.ph. And of course, let me introduce members of our panel led by our President CEO, Mr. Bobby Dy, our Head of Leasing, Mr. Junie Halandoni, and our Chief Finance Officer and Treasurer, Mr. Toti Bengzon. And to start off the presentation, let me turn over the mic to Sir Toti.
Good afternoon and welcome to our first quarter briefing. Before we start off with the numbers, let me just give you a few of our key messages for the first quarter. First, the company is off to a good start. Net income up by 18% to 5.6 billion. Revenues up 17% to 31.6 billion as our core businesses delivered a strong performance. Property sales up 10% to 27.3 billion on strong demand for residential and office for sale products. Margins remain stable across all our product lines. CapEx broadly in line with our 88 billion target for the year. CapEx spend of 21.8 billion in the first quarter, and return on equity now at 15%. Let me start off with our income statement. Total revenues, as I mentioned, is up 17%. Allow me to break this down. Real estate revenues were up 16%. And I'll go into greater detail in the next slide on the breakdown for these real estate revenues. Equity net earnings of associates and JVs, positive from the negative in the first quarter of 2016, so we're up 184 million. Interest and investment income, primarily on the strength of increased placement rates, now at 343 million. Other income from our management and marketing fees, significantly up by 241 million to 365 million. Our expenses grew by 17%, breaking that down. Real estate expenses up 17% to 19.2 billion. Our GAE up 8% to 1.8 billion. Interest expense, financing, and other charges up by 25% to 2.1 billion. Income before non-controlling interests, 6.4 billion. Taking out the non-controlling interests, net income attributable to ALI equity holders, 5.5 billion, up 18% quarter on year on year. So real estate revenues were higher by 16%. GAE ratio continues to improve from 6.2 to 5.7%, and EBIT margins have been maintained at 33%. Breaking down revenues, property development revenues were up by 20%. And our three main product lines, residential revenues, 17.5 billion, up by 10% on the strength of new bookings and continued project completions. Office condos, up 25% to 1.6 billion, primarily coming from our Alveo Park Triangle Towers. Commercial industrial lots, 1.6 billion, primarily from industrial lots in Arca South, Vermosa, and Nike Cavite. Commercial leasing revenues up 9%, broken down as follows. Shopping center revenues were up by 12% to 3.8 billion on the strength of contribution from new malls such as the 30th, Tutuban Center, and UP Town. Office revenues up 8%, coming from the contribution of newly opened offices in UP and Ayala Center Cebu Corporate Center. Hotels and resorts up by 4% on higher occupancy and RevPAR. Services, 3% growth, primarily from the from MDC on an increase in order book and higher completion. Property management revenues were broadly flat. Eliminating our intercompany adjustments, real estate revenues grew by 16%. Adding in interest and other income, total revenues were up by 17%. Margins are stable across our product lines. So if we break it down, residential, on the horizontal residential side, up by 3 percentage points from increased contribution of higher margin products in the Core Charts and Rio Monte. These are premier products. And Ardia and Montala, which are Alveo products. Vertical condominiums are relatively stable at 33%. Office condos up 2 percentage points from higher margins from the Alveo Park Triangle project. Commercial and industrial lots were down to 30% because we were selling lower margin industrial lots in the first quarter of 2017. Leasing EBITDAs, broadly stable. Shopping centers at 67%, primarily due to the newly opened malls, which have not stabilized as yet. Office leasing, 1 percentage point higher. Hotels and resorts, 31% from 32% previously. Our services EBITDA remains stable at 10%. We're seeing the contribution to the bottom line from our new growth centers kicking in. In the first quarter, it was up. We are accounting for 42% of the bottom line, and this is primarily from our new estates in Vermosa and Arca South. Similarly, recurring income is generating a bigger chunk of the of the net income. We're now up to 38% of the total. As we had mentioned, we would like to bring this up to 50% by 2020. So we're starting to see the leasing revenues coming through. Our balance sheet remains strong. Our net debt to equity ratio was maintained at 0.79, same as the year-end ratio in 2016. ROE has now improved to 15%. Our debt portfolio remains conservative. Total borrowings have hit 161.5. But we've improved the mix. Short term is down to 13%. Long term is bulk 87%. And we've increased the percentage of fixed rate debt to 81% versus floating debt of 19%, as we anticipate rates will continue to move upwards. We've managed to maintain our overall cost of debt at 4.5%. CapEx spend of 21.8 billion is broken down as follows. Residential CapEx, 46%. Leasing CapEx of 37%. Land acquisition was 14%. And estate development accounted for 3% of the CapEx spend in the first quarter. So again, roughly in line to our 88 billion budget for 2017. Property development sales take up was quite good, 10% higher from 27.3 billion. This equates to about an average 9.1 billion in monthly sales. OF sales increased by 16% and now account for 26% of the total. Net bookings at 20.2 billion was up 35%, and for the first quarter we launched 12.3 billion worth of projects. Unbooked revenues are now at 131 billion, which is the highest we've seen. This is equivalent to 1.6 times of our property development revenues in 2016. So unbooked revenues continue to move up. I'll move on to some of our key launches in the first quarter. First up is the estate. We launched the Evo City Estate, which we're quite excited about. This is in Cavite, Cavite. So this is an estate that we think will put Cavite in the map. As you can see from on the lower left-hand box, it's very accessible. Only 20 minutes away from the Naia Expressway and from Makati and BGC, roughly about 25, 26 kilometers, so less than an hour away from these our business districts. This is a 240 hectare estate, which will have multiple components. We'll have commercial, residential, and our first phase will be a residential phase of about 41 hectares, coupled with some commercial lots and commercial mixed use. ALP launched the enclaves 5 and 6 in Bacolod City, 134 units with a gross value of 492 million pesos. Alveo launched Montala and Mondia. This is in our Alviera estate in Porac, Pampanga. They also launched the brownstone townhouses as well as the Travertine Tower, both in the Portico in Pasig. Avida launched its last Aston Tower in Makati, Aston 3. And Amaya continues to launch its Steps New Valley Parkway. We're on the second building. Turning to the leasing side, we now have 1.6 million square meters of gross leasable area. We opened the 30th in Pasig last January. Our average occupancy is at 93%. But if we just look at our stable malls, it's actually at 95%. We've been able to grow our revenues. Our same mall rental growth has increased by 5% year on year. Currently under construction is close to 1 million square meters of gross leasable area. And we can look forward to the opening of the Vertis North Mall, 40,000 square meters of GLA in June this year. Offices, 840,000 square meters already completed with an occupancy rate of 85%. Now, again, if we just look at our stable offices, it's already at 96%. We've been able to eke out an increase in our lease rates, and average lease rates are now at 740 pesos per square meter per month, up 2%. And the average lease rate is very strong at 96%. We also opened a new format, the Clock In, which is on the penthouse of the Makati Stock Exchange. That's 400 square meters of gross leasable area with a seating capacity of 107 persons. This is a serviced office, our first foray into the serviced office sector. Coming up would be Circuit BPO 1 and BPO 2, a total of close to 70,000 square meters of gross leasable area. So we now have 700,000 under construction. So we're pretty much on track to hitting our 1.5 million target by 2020. Hotels and resorts now with 2,000 rooms in operation. RevPAR for both hotels and resorts have been moving up. Average occupancy quite healthy for the hotels at 77% and for the resorts at 70%. We just opened a bed and breakfast in Leo Town in El Nido, 12 bed and breakfast rooms, bringing up our first quarter total to 2,039 rooms. Under construction, we have 3,743 rooms currently under construction through the next 4 years. The SEDA Vertis North is now on soft opening. That's an additional 438 rooms, which we'll be reflecting in our next quarter's opened rooms tally. So to summarize again, it was a good start for the company. Net income was up by 18%, revenues up 17%, property sales take up increased to 10%. Our margins remain stable. CapEx at 21.8 billion, close online with our target for 88 billion for this year, and ROE now at 15%.